Amanda O'Brien, the Vocational Services Manager and Talent for Care Lead. That's a very fancy title.
It is indeed, yes. So Vocational Training Services, that's all around young people in particular, getting them onto apprenticeship, cadetships, traineeships. And the Talent for Care really is under the widening participation agenda, which means we focus on bringing individuals in from more disadvantaged backgrounds.
And we're here today to talk about National Apprenticeship Week, which is going on all across this week. Just give us the dates again.
Okay, so it starts on the 6th and ends on the 10th, so it's a full week. And it's actually the 10th anniversary this year of National Apprenticeship Week, so we're really, really keen to support it.
What are the advantages, would you say, to doing an apprenticeship here at University Hospitals of Morecambe Bay NHS Foundation Trust?
There are many advantages. Obviously, an apprenticeship pathway gives the learner the opportunity to be able to earn and learn, which is very different from going to college or university, whereby they have to quite often fund it themselves. There are over 360 careers in the NHS to choose from, the majority of which will all be put on an apprenticeship pathway at some point or another, with significant changes taking place from April. So they get their full training, they come out with a recognised qualification, either from level two all the way up to a degree level. They're paid while they earn, and quite often those individuals that successfully complete a programme, they're in a very, very strong position to secure a permanent job with us at the end of it.
So who can do an apprenticeship then? Is it just people leaving school, or is it open to everybody?
There's a fallacy around apprenticeships, and that traditionally, if you were to talk to anybody about apprenticeships, they would automatically say it's a 16 to 18 year old with little or very few qualifications who want to earn some money. That is completely and utterly not the case today. Apprenticeships are from the age of 16. I call it from the cradle to the grave, so there's no upper age limit. And in fact, I'm very, very proud to have one of my apprentices at the moment. She won't mind me saying this has been confirmed, and she's 57. No upper age limit, and the apprenticeship covers lots and lots of different areas.
So it's National Apprenticeship Week, as we say, 6th to the 10th. What is the aim of the week? Is it to raise awareness?
Yeah. To raise awareness nationally. So you'll find that there are lots of organisations, not only NHS Trust, but organisations, you know, in all different areas that are supporting this. And it is to raise awareness of how important and valuable apprenticeships are.
So as the Vocational Services Manager and Talent for Care Lead, what's your role in National Apprenticeships Week?
I've been responsible for actually organising the week. Wanted to do things a little bit differently rather than just hand out leaflets or put posters up. So obviously with the help of your team, being able to secure some radio interviews for our apprentices that are currently on programme working clinically and non-clinically, which basically will be aired so people in and around the hospital can hear from the horse's mouth what it's like to be on programme. I've also arranged, there's going to be some stands placed both at Furness General Hospital and Royal Lancaster Infirmary, which are going to be manned by our apprentices in uniform, along with our partners, which is Kendal College. The staff are going to come down, and we're going to be on hand to answer any queries internally from staff who are interested in an apprenticeship pathway. And then on Tuesday of that week, there's a celebration event being held again at our partner college, Kendal College, of which I've been asked to go along as guest speaker. So I'll be there supporting the celebration event, and I must say we do have one of our apprentices currently on programme who has been nominated for National Apprentice of the Year Award. So fingers crossed we may be able to secure that.
So what apprenticeships are available here at UHMBT then? What can people come and do?
There are a range of apprenticeships available, but what I do have to say at this stage is, although there are a few available, they are going to be more widespread as from April of this year. Without blinding you with science, there is a huge shift from government perspective from April to increase all apprenticeship starts by 2020 to 3 million. So we're looking at inviting apprentices apprenticeships in every single area in the organisation apart from medics. So currently we have apprentices that work within admin, within clinical support worker roles on the ward, within HR, workforce department. And there is an apprenticeship pathway currently being written as we speak now for the traditional nurses, so the registered general nurses, to do their training and apprenticeship pathway as well, rather than going directly through the university.
So how can people apply then for these? That all sounds absolutely wonderful, but for people listening now that are going, I fancy that, you know, how can they go about getting involved?
Okay, so there are a number of things they can do. Obviously, they can contact my department where I work direct, which is the Learning and Organisational Development Department, or they can go online onto Morecambe Bay Hospital's website, and there is an intranet page there solely dedicated to apprenticeships. If there are any vacancies for apprenticeships with us, the individuals need to be checking on a daily basis on the NHS Jobs website and Morecambe Bay Hospital's website, because that's where they're all advertised.
And when can people apply then? Is there a cut-off point?
What normally happens is I'll put a vacancy out and it'll be live for probably 2 to 3 weeks. So that individual needs to be really, really monitoring the vacancies daily, because at any one time vacancies can be put up live.
Yeah, keep an eye on it, because it's well worth coming. It's such a fantastic experience. And from chatting to the apprentices that we've spoken to, they've mentioned on the job training and things like that as being so important. So it's fantastic. National Apprenticeship Week from the 6th to the 10th of March. Amanda, best of luck with it all, and we'll catch up soon.
Thank you very much, and thank you for your time.